We know you've been keeping those New Year's resolutions to shape a new you, and so has Venus. Beginning February 6th, your store for fun, sexy style in swimwear and fashion is getting a brand new look, and Venus wants to celebrate with you. As we prepare for the big reveal, visit Venus.com for our fun, sexy style event to see a preview of our newest swim and spring fashions. And for a limited time, get free shipping no matter how much you spend. Just go to Venus.com or download the Venus app and use promo code TOTAL to save today during the Venus Fun Sexy Style event.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch, getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, Monday! Hey, Monday! We get better, better!
We get better, better!
We get
BB!
We get BB!
Pro BB!
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's always a delight to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the Al Pomani Ford Hotline, Al Pomani Ford in Melrose Park. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It is so good to be home. I loved being in Miami from last Sunday until yesterday, but you take for granted just a normal, average, calm day, and I don't. I love being home. We had a great time, but I heard somewhere there's no place like home. I think they were right.
I heard a great story. I heard you say that your son wore an NFL hat a la, who's the
Rob
goofy
Lowe.
Actor from, yeah, Rob Lowe. And you ran, he ran into Rob Lowe
yeah,
while
it was
wearing
great.
His hat.
Oh, it was
That's
great.
So cool.
It was awesome. And you know, my wife and son typically go to the game, and usually they're on the other side of the stadium. This year, they were in an area that was right below the press box, so I was able to go down and see them and hang out with them. And he told me that story, and he was just really fired up about that. He also was providing me security against any Chiefs fans that may have had lingering animosity regarding some comments I made about how to properly defend against Patrick Mahomes. And my kid is a pretty intimidating specimen, and you put that black NFL hat with the big logo on it, and people probably thought I had some sort of a league escort out of the building, so it was good. I didn't get whacked with a sock full of pennies.
Mike, I think Jimmy Ward reads Pro Football Talk because he laid the lumber on Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and hurt himself. That's the only problem. But you know what? Here's the thing. And it was amazing to me. I had somebody come up to me, a woman wearing a Patrick Mahomes jersey. I was waiting in line for a hot dog because they try to give you fancy food in the press box. I want game food. I want a hot dog. So I'm standing in line for the hot dog. And she comes over and she goes, I need to ask you something. did you really say that stuff about Patrick Mahomes? And I said, oh, yes, I did. I said, they should get like that big black metal stick that they used on Nancy Kerrigan and whack him in the knee with it when he's not looking. And she just looked at me and I kind of smiled. It's like, you know, people believe what they want to believe. I mean, the bottom line is when a quarterback runs, you got to hit him. That's football. And that was the point, and that's what Jimmy Ward did. And look, Ward hurt himself, but it's fair game. And we saw there was a key play in the fourth quarter when Jimmy Garoppolo ran, scrambled on a 3rd-and-14 play, and he took a hit near the sideline, and he went sprawling and flying. And it's one of those where, hey, depending upon how stern and zealous the official is, that flag could have come out because they treat quarterbacks differently. But with the Super Bowl riding on it, you got to treat that guy like a running back. That was the point. And that's what Jimmy Ward tried to do, and he somehow injured himself.
So obviously, we look at the Super Bowl and we try to apply anything we can to our local football franchise. So, you know, you're not going to be able to redo the draft and get a different quarterback. You got Mitchell Trubisky here for another year. And, you know, you look at quarterbacks, you look at Alex Smith was a Pro Bowl quarterback, and they moved up in a draft and took Patrick Mahomes. And I know Mahomes had said Smith was a part of it, even though he wasn't out there, but he wasn't a part of it because he was replaced by a better player. When do you make that move? How does San Francisco feel about it? The overreaction is maybe they can't win with Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't think he cost them the game, but maybe they don't win because he wasn't that, he wasn't good enough.
Well,
how do you handle that, Mike?
Yeah, look, if I'm a 49ers fan, I'm looking at all of the quarterbacks who are becoming free agents this year, and I'm thinking surely we can upgrade to a guy who can make the throws that are there, right? And 24-20, the 49ers start the drive on their own 15. They get to the Chiefs 49, and where the press box was, it was happening right down below us. And I saw Emmanuel Sanders break open, and I was saying, oh, bleep, oh, bleep, oh, bleep. And when the ball was in the air, I thought he was going to track it and catch it and score. And here's the thing. That's a championship moment. Championship quarterbacks make that throw. And I put out on Twitter yesterday the question of what quarterbacks would have made that throw. And really, think about it. What quarterbacks would have in that spot made the throw? Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers.
Breeze.
Drew Brees. I don't know that he could have thrown it that far. Taysom Hill may have had a better chance. I'm seriously, he doesn't have the arm strength he used to have. You know who can make that throw? And this is an important name in this discussion. Kirk Cousins could have made that throw. We saw him make that throw against the Saints, right? Drop it in, perfect spot, perfect accuracy with the season riding on it. And I'm Kyle Shanahan, and I'm committed to constantly making my team better. I look at every decision that Jimmy Garoppolo made. You know, there was a 3rd-and-5 where he had George Kittle open across the middle, and he didn't even look to him.
Right.
Chris Sims broke that down today on PFT Live. If I'm Kyle Shanahan, I got to ask myself, can I do better? And what would it cost me to do better? And the way they structure those contracts in San Francisco, they have until April 1 to make a decision. As the offseason goes, that's an eternity because free agency opens. You've got 2 weeks to see who's out there, and you can escape Jimmy Garoppolo's contract with minimal pain because you've structured these deals to have guaranteed money not vest until the 1st of April.
Boy, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I don't know about that. I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm wondering what I can do better because I wonder, Mike, at the end of the day, at the end of the season, did he enhance his reputation or harm it more based on his season?
Well, here's the problem. No matter what explanation or defense you mount for him based upon the 28-3 debacle, he still gets plenty of blame for calling a pass on 2nd-and-9 when the Falcons were leading by 8 and firmly in field goal range. He's still going to get that blame. And he explained why he did it 2 weeks ago. And it all makes sense, right? It's like somebody once told me, hey, I could show up at work with no pants on and have a perfectly good excuse for it. Perfectly good excuse. Doesn't change the fact I showed up at work without pants on, right? I mean, he's got it's an excellent explanation to why I did it. It still happened. So it becomes part of your legacy. It becomes part of who you are. It's tattooed onto your career. And you follow it with what happened on Sunday. When they're up 10 points with 11:57 to play and they have the ball and you've got one of the best quarterbacks the NFL has ever seen on the sideline, you keep him on the sideline. You chew up the clock, and you keep him on the sideline. I mean, they gained 18 yards like that after the second interception. I'm thinking, this thing's over. It's done. 49ers are winning this game. and they stopped running the football. And the key drive is when they're up three. First down, they gain 5 yards. What are you doing throwing the ball? And, you know, Sims and Kyle Shanahan are close friends. They played at Texas, and Sims is defending him, and I'm pushing back against Sims. But it's like, when you throw the ball, there's a bunch of different things that can go wrong. One of which is when you're trying to hold a lead and milk the clock stops if the pass is incomplete.
Right.
Because Chris Jones, you know, George Kittle was wide open. He ended up being covered by Terrell Suggs. Mismatch, wide open. And they blocked Chris Jones, but he put his hand up and knocked the ball down. And that's one of the risks, the reasonable risks to be assumed when you decide to throw instead of run. That's the great irony, guys. Look at how we saw that meat grinder running game against the Vikings and the Packers. So if we just forget the whole game and say, 10-point lead, yep. 11:57 to play, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? Run the ball. Keep running the ball. Give the ball to Deebo Samuel, who's a man among boys. That's where Kyle Shanahan deserves the criticism.
When we talk about changing quarterbacks or doing something with your quarterback, Tom Brady is available. Is Tom Brady available? What is Tom Brady going to do other than make commercials that confuse everyone? And when you hear about his wife searching for houses, when you think about the Raiders actively wanting him, what's going to happen with Tom Brady?
Here's the first and by far the most important step. And the report that came out, the Sunday Super Sunday Splash report from, I think this was NFL Network, that the Patriots are willing to pay Tom Brady more than $30 million per year. I think the more accurate report is that Robert Kraft is willing to sign the check for more than $30 million per year, because Robert Kraft does not want to be blamed if this relationship falls apart. It's not his call on who the quarterback of the team is. It's Bill Belichick's call. And what Bill Belichick is going to have to do at some point between now and the start of free agency, he is going to have to bend a knee, profess his love to Tom Brady, kiss his butt, both cheeks. I mean, he's going to have to go out of character, because 20 years, you know, I was saying earlier today, I've kind of reached my lifetime supply of like major fireworks shows. Like, okay, I've seen this enough time. I don't need to see it again. I'm done. Cheddar cheese, I think, falls into that category for me as well. I've had enough. I've eaten it. It's fine. I don't need any more. And I think for Tom Brady, he's reached his lifetime limit of dealing with Bill Belichick. Right? 20 years of dealing with this curmudgeon is enough. And he wants a little credit, wants a little praise. And if Belichick is willing to give it to him, Tom Brady's going to be more willing to stay. And if Belichick will not step out of character and wrap his arms around Tom Brady and say, let's go do this for two or three more years and let's do this together, and I'm going to quit ripping you and quit treating you like you're an undrafted rookie, then it works. And if he doesn't, he's going somewhere else. It's that's the first step. Where he goes, TBD. But TB12 will not be a Patriot unless Bill Belichick does those things and says those things that he wants to hear and see from his head coach.
Mike, Greg Olsen is visiting the Redskins and the Bills this week. He has connections with both teams. Is he more likely to be in uniform or broadcast booth next year?
Hey, the broadcast booth is always there for him, right? Now, unlike Jay Cutler. Remember when Jay Cutler was going to work for Fox and then he decided to go work for the Dolphins? It's like, we never hear about Jay Cutler in broadcasting. I think Fox has the open-ended, no-limit offer for Olsen. And, you know, at some point he's going to have to do it, because then at some point there'll be another flavor of the month that they end up giving the opportunity to. But I think he can push it another year if he wants to. The question is, does he want to do it? And, you know, when the story came out that he was interested in going to Washington, we put a link to most of our items at Twitter, and Ron Rivera click the like button on it. So it looks like there's some mutual interest between Washington and Greg Olsen, and that may be where he ends up.
Mike, just the last question, and I know it's a complicated one and it might take a bit, but how close are the Bears? Are they close to either of these teams?
Well, this year is going to help us decide which year was the real Bears, 2018 or 2019. This is the rubber match, right? Which way is it going to go? And they've got to do some heavy lifting on offense. One of the things, and this goes all the way back to week one, is we were trying to figure out what this team was going to be. And on PFT Live, Sims made the point about the Bears offense. What is their identity? What is it that they do really well? What is it that you can count on from the Bears offense? And I don't know, right? What is it? And they need to develop and establish that identity. And I think you just need to accept at some point that Mitchell Trubisky is who he is. The offense needs to be designed and tweaked if necessary to suit what he does. What does he like to do? What does he not like to do? What does he do well? What does he not do well? If he can run, let him run. If you whatever it is that you think he can do, whatever throws you think he can make well, that's what you need to expect him to do, because otherwise it's going to be hard to get the most out of him if you're not playing to his talents. And you know what? If he's not the guy, this is the year to find another guy. I know they have guaranteed money that they owe him in 2020, but it's really not all that much. There's going to be a ton of quarterbacks available. And I know it's going to be tough for Ryan Pace, the GM who moved up to get Trubisky when Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson were on the board, to pull off that Band-Aid. But sometimes you compound a mistake by continuing to double down. And that's one philosophical question they need to ask at Halas Hall.
Mike, thanks a ton. Always appreciate it.
Thanks,
great
Mike.
Talking to you.
Thanks, guys. See you.
That is Mike Florio. Fantastic.
He's great stuff.
Yeah.
I don't agree with him on Jimmy Garoppolo, but his opinions are strong.
Yep.
And then he's not on an island there. There are a lot of people that feel like a winning quarterback in that situation makes that throw, completes that pass, and walks away happily with a victory. I still think you can win with Jimmy Garoppolo, even though he didn't make that pass or make that completion or win that game. I still think that if I'm the San Francisco 49ers, I'm not cutting bait. I'm not getting out of that contract.
Not with that nickname. Not a chance. All right, we're going to bring Dan and Connor in next. Peoria Matt checks in. Did you mean close geographically? The Bears are close. Where is the Super Bowl next year?
Lake Forest?
It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on the Score.
So when we talk about why we love sports, we talk about witnessing moments where transcendent players take over. For 54 minutes last night, we watched a sword fight, and then on the biggest stage possible, Mahomes switched to a lightsaber.
This is that guy at the peak of his powers. This is the league's best player.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Sportsbook is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day, and once you win, they get your cash fast. And if you've been holding out and trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time, because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. You might want to jump on the Blackhawks as underdogs tonight, or maybe tomorrow night when the Bulls host, or that's Thursday night, the Bulls host Zion and the Pelicans. When was the last time your bookie gave you a do-over? Didn't think so. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use the promo code SCORE so they know that we sent you. That's promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. Must be at least 21 and present in Indiana. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Let's check this out. There's a brand new technology that's going to drive your wife or girlfriend wild for Valentine's Day. It's probably not what you're thinking. It's even better. It's called Micro Velvet, created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram, and it's found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. Tempting Touch PJs are simply the softest and most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They are addictively soft, so soft that they beg to be touched. Go to Pajamagram.com to get her the blissful comfort you know she deserves, because this is a higher level of soft, softer than her sweetest dreams and yours. They are relaxing to wear and an irresistible to touch. When she's happy, you will be happy as well. A Valentine's gift.